Welcome to Executive Leaders Radio, your spot in the corner office, the radio show where executives share their secrets to success. Executive Leaders Radio.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. And we have a great lineup of guests for you on our show today, including Joe Serpin, President of Applied Medical Software, Jack Wilson, Principal and Founder of Liquid Capital of Greater Philadelphia, Joe Callahan, CEO of C-Right, and Tom Eike, President, U.S. Strategy, Value Health. Let's get to know our first guest, Joe Serpin, President of Applied Medical Software. Joe, what is Applied Medical Software? What kind of stuff are you guys doing?
Applied Medical Software is a gain-sharing program that works with hospitals to help them in reducing hospital costs by providing incentives to physicians to focus on cost reductions and improving quality.
How old is this business?
We started in 1996, so we're about 25 years old.
That's a pretty innovative idea, even nowadays. Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Staten Island, New York.
How many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
I have an older brother.
And tell me, how much older is your brother?
4 years.
Uh-huh. Did you guys fight a lot when you were kids? And what was your relationship with your brother, like your older brother?
We fought a little bit, but we really were best friends. He's been my protector forever, and we continue to be best friends to this day.
How'd your brother lay the groundwork for your relationships with your business partners and friends and associates?
I think he taught me how to interact with older guys in particular, being a woman in business. All his friends became my friends, and so it was very natural for me.
Uh-huh. And when we were talking earlier in the green room, you told me that 8 to 14 years old, your father ran a wholesale produce distribution business, and at 12, that quote-unquote, you and your dad started the retail side of that. Am I correct about that?
That's right. We started a retail business within his warehouse.
What's interesting is you use the word, we started the business. You're 12 years old, and your father, whose idea was this to go start this business, this retail produce business in his wholesale business?
Well, he probably had the idea in the sense that he wanted to serve the community where the warehouse was located, but he needed me to run it.
Really? Let me ask you a question. When this business, Applied Medical Software, got started, did you start it?
No, I had a partner at the time, and uh-huh. he founded the company, and then I came in about a year later.
So it sounds to me like you went ahead and duplicated your dad again.
You had an older guy who had an idea,
and he needed somebody to help him with the idea. Am I correct about that?
Yes, that's true. But we had a relationship for many years before that.
So. Uh-huh. So you mentioned that actually you previously worked with him. But it seems to me like you got comfortable being brought in to build something like you did that produce stand. By the way, that retail produce business, how long did you work there for?
Different iterations of it went for about 10 years.
Different 10 years. So let me ask you a question. You started there at the age of 12, helping run it. What did you end up doing 10 years later with this retail produce business? What was your role then?
I ran it with my mom at that point, where she had taken most of it over. So when I was at school, she ran it, and then I came in after school and finished it up, did all the ordering, inventory, customer relations, basically ran the show.
So you ended up basically running the show. Tell me, what did you learn, and what's the parallel between running that produce business, that retail produce business on Staten Island, and running this business called Applied Medical Software that helps hospitals?
Well, it's definitely the service part of it. I don't think it matters what the business is. You have to treat your clients or customers in a certain way with respect. And I learned that at a very early age, that you go well over and above. That's the only thing that differentiates you from anybody else, is your service.
You did that at the produce business as well as with Applied Medical Software.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. I understand also that when you were 40, you started another business this is after you left the produce business. When you were 40, you went back to start a produce-related business. What was that?
Yeah, I had a healthcare consulting firm at the time and was very successful, but I was bored. I wanted another business, and I went back to my roots and never got to really do, as an adult, that retail produce business. So I started a gourmet food store on Long Beach Island, which had a produce stand, and did that for 9 summers.
Oh, So you've got this thing in you, which is to do things and then sometimes to come back to them and do them a little differently or put a little twist to them, huh?
Absolutely.
What's that have to do with applied medical software?
Well, I think it's the same thing. We have, as you mentioned earlier, we started in 1996, so we've been around for a long time. The industry continually changes, and it's important to be able to take what your core business is and adapt to whatever those changes are so you meet the client's needs. And I think we've been successful in doing that.
And you mentioned that sometimes you got involved playing some sport. What kind of sports did you play as a kid?
I swam, but I also did team sports. I did volleyball, tennis, basketball, softball.
What was your role on the basketball team?
Usually a guard position, point guard.
What was the personality trait that you brought to playing point guard on your basketball team?
Well, being small, I would say it was really more being able to give good direction and having people do what they needed to do.
Were the boys on the team?
No, it was usually all girls.
Just girls, uh-huh. So it was a girls'
team. In the playground, it was with boys.
Uh-huh. So what was your role in giving that personality trait on the basketball team as point guard?
I love to give orders. That's my job.
Is it give orders or is it really spot the talent and figure out where the talent fits?
No, you're right. It's definitely provide direction and make everybody shine, you know, bring out the best in everybody.
How young were you when you started reading people?
Oh, probably since I was a kid, you know.
Give me an example. How young can you remember reading people, figuring out where they fit?
Well, I think even just, you know, growing up, I grew up in an apartment building. You helped everybody in the building. You could see what they needed you to do, whether it be to open a door, bring up their packages to their apartment, whatever it might be. I think it was always about helping people and getting other kids to do the same, to make everybody do the best they could.
That's interesting. I thought you were going to tell me about how you were bossing everybody around is how you could read people, but that's not what you told me. You told me it was about service, figuring out how you could serve them is how you figured them out. Am I right about that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think that's the key to success in my mind.
What is? What's the key to success?
Service. You know, being able to know what your clients need and being able to fulfill that goal.
Now, wait a minute. I read the newspapers. I thought the name of the game is figure out sell people stuff, whether they need it or not. Just take their money.
No, that's never how we've done it. That's short-lived. I don't think that gives you the long haul. You can't sustain that.
Tell me more about that. Tell me more about your philosophy.
Well, I think it's one where you certainly start a business and you think you're going to do one thing and you have to be adaptable. You have to be able to change that model so that you know what the client's needs. My clients are hospitals. Their needs change continually. You know, the common element may be everybody wants to focus on how can you reduce internal costs, but how you achieve that, you know, looks very different today than it did 5 years ago. 5 years ago, people were just saying, I'll reduce the contracts and do better through group purchasing or whatever it might be. Now it's all about physician engagement. And that's what our program has done and sustained over time, is that should have, you know, that's a key component. No matter what you do, you have to get the physician involved.
So you started the retail produce business with that. I can understand why you needed that at that point. Why did you just go start this business yourself? Or why did you have a partner? Why would you bother with a partner?
Well, I was doing other kinds of consulting work at the time, and he had started this, and it was something that we had talked about when I worked with him many, many years ago at the Department of Health, but not anything that really was realized. And so he started it, but again, I think he realized that he needed me to help to succeed. So the partnership I don't think either one of us individually would have succeeded as well as we did as a partnership.
So you were bringing the point guard and the produce stand stuff to the partnership with this medical, with this healthcare software company.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Is it true though? Am I making that up, or do you see a parallel?
No, there's definitely a parallel. I think I could, you know, say that about anything that I've done. You know, even in my more traditional consulting work, you always had to adapt to whatever the changes are. And I always served as that point guard. I always give people, you know, their room to grow and to move and, you know, how do you
think you're
get
ever
the best out of everybody?
You think you're ever going to retire?
I'm not sure what that will look like. I can't imagine not doing anything, but, you know, I could see at some point slowing down, I would hope, and looking at other things to do, but I can't imagine.
I thought the goal was, you know, at 62 to go live in Florida or something and relax.
Well, I've passed that already, so that's not happening.
But so you really find the challenge in business. You really find the challenge.
I love it. I love it.
What is it about business you enjoy?
It's the new ideas. It's the people that you meet. It's taking something from nothing and giving it life. It's just nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. What was it you enjoyed about the produce stand?
People love food, you know, and it's so great to
right in the middle of it. What's the website address for Applied Medical Software?
AppliedMedicalSoftware.com.
Let me have that one more time.
AppliedMedicalSoftware.com.
We've been talking with Joe Serpin, who's the president of Applied Medical Software here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, please stick around. We'll be back in a moment right after this break.